Welcome back to the Splendid Sports Cards Podcast. I'm your host, Adam, and this will be another short episode where I am going to read a question. It's actually a multi-part question of a YouTube watcher, listener, and I thought it was a really good question. Touched on a few topics that I wanted to expound upon anyways, so I'm going to take that opportunity here. All right, so this was from on Instagram, The Scott Dishner. The Scott Dishner on Instagram. And his question is a few parts to it, so I'm going to answer them one at a time. Question: after watching Dylan's video with you and John. So what he's referring to there is Turn Back the Clock, a show that I do with Double D Vintage Baseball Cards on YouTube, Dylan, my co-host. And we had John Mangini, who has one of the most extensive sports card collections in the world. He was on episode number 29. And on that episode, the three of us were talking about something that we're all doing, which is self-slabbing. So we started buying these MagPros from the Zion Cases website. And I want to add, I have a promo code for everyone. If you're somebody who orders products from Zion Cases, zioncases.com, I'm also going to put a link in the description of this podcast. If you buy products from there, including MagPros, which are on there, crystal clear MagPros, I have a promo code that you can enter when in the checkout. Splendid. Enter the word Splendid as a promo code and you're going to get 10% off your entire order. We were talking about how we love MagPros, how we love making our own custom labels through MagPro. And Dylan's actually creating his own labels where he has centering scores. And I mean, it's just amazing. He's color matching his labels to the card. His wife's an artist, so she has come up with an awesome system for him to create his own labels. Just getting very creative and having a lot of fun with it. The question is, are you guys using penny sleeves inside the slabs for regular size cards? So within the MagPro, no. My answer to that is I don't use penny sleeves. I'm not a penny sleeve guy. I've never liked penny sleeves other than when I'm sending a card into PSA, putting it in a penny sleeve and a card saver one. And if you've listened to any of my recent episodes, I'm not really doing much of that anymore either. So I'm not a penny sleeve guy. I want the card to be as crystal clear as possible in the holder. And that's one of the reasons I love MagPros, is because they're crystal clear, clearer than PSA, pretty much close to, if not better than CGC slabs, which get all the rave about how crystal clear they are. I like MagPros even better when you combine it with the fact that it's way less expensive to MagPro your cards than to send them in for grading. Now, I did ask John, and he said the clearest penny sleeves that he has found are on BCW's website. BCW. So he mentioned also that the ones that have the higher edge that are easier to pull out, those he finds are more cloudy. So he likes the BCW ones. I'm not a penny sleeve guy, but if you are a penny sleeve guy, I would go with the BCW because according to John, he knows his stuff. They are the clearest. And that's, for me, that's what I'm looking for. I want to see the card. That's why I don't like Beckett slabs, is because they use a cloudy inner sleeve in addition to the slab for extra protection. But yeah, and what I love about the MagPros is that they protect the card. They have a nice spot for the card to go in, and you know, it doesn't damage it, it doesn't rattle around, it doesn't damage it or anything. It's just, it preserves the card, and it's crystal clear. Looks awesome. All right, so the next part of the question, he says, I know John does for his tobacco and early Bowmans, but not sure about the regular size card. So yes, John also buys these, they're called Bowman inserts or tobacco inserts. If you have, you know, old Bowman cards, vintage, or tobacco cards, pre-war stuff, BCW makes those inserts. So it's like a, you know, a sleeve you could put the card in, and then you put it in the MagPro so that the card doesn't rattle around. So John buys those again off the BCW website. All right, and then that the last part of his question with that is, if you are, which have you found is the best and are the clearest? So BCW is going to be your answer there. Not a sponsor, none of that stuff, but that's just what we recommend. Last part of the question, you all were talking about old PSA 9s versus new slabbed PSA 9s. Is the consensus that an old 9 is a new 8? since the standards are tougher and vice versa? Thank you for your time. And thank you for your question, Scott. I appreciate that. So that was another thing we touched on in that episode of Turn Back the Clock, where, you know, for us at this point, if you're grading a card for your collection, for me at least, it doesn't make a lot of sense unless it's a really valuable, expensive card. But if we're talking about a $100 card, even a couple $100 card, $50 card, you know, I would rather, if I'm not going to sell it, because I don't, at this point, I'm not grading cards to sell like a lot of people do. And if you're doing that, I totally get it. If you're going to sell a card, or you're a flipper or whatever, yeah, you're going to send it in a PSA to maximize the value and then sell it. Totally understand that. But for collectors who aren't selling, a lot of collectors grade their cards for their collection. For me personally, I've kind of had a turnaround on that where I'm not really looking to grade unless they're really big cards. I'm not really looking to grade cards just for the collection anymore. I'm not doing much on the PSA registry anymore. I'm just doing the Tom Brady rookie set, which most of those are already going to be graded. I'm not buying raw and grading with those. So I'm not really grading cards to put in the collection anymore for the most part. If it's going to go in the collection in a slab, it's going to be in my Mag Pro with my custom labels. PSA has stated, I've heard it multiple times from multiple people, including Nat Turner at PSA, that the standards that you see right on their website for how they grade, like, for example, you can have 60-40 centering on a PSA 10 Gem Mint card, which I don't think was a great idea and causes a lot of headaches, I'm sure, for them. But they put their standards right on their website. And again, they've stated the standards have not changed from the past. But are they enforcing those standards? Do they have new processes, including using software and computerized systems that they've said recently they are using, to really not have new standards, but the grades coming out are different in a way that had you sent in that same card 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, yeah, it does sure seem like you're looking at about a grade difference in a lot of cards, especially vintage. But it's not across the board. I've seen examples that, you know, cards cross over that were graded a long time ago that cracked out, they get the same grade. So I've seen it's not across the board. But I think what the point is, PSA has over time updated their slab. They've updated their labels. So on the open marketplace, aside from the grade on the slab, just the new label and the new slab, they carry a premium. Should they? I don't know. I don't think so, but they do. So it is what it is. People are willing to pay a little more in most cases for a card that's in a new PSA slab and a new label. And one of the reasons could be because they feel like the grade's more legit. But I think a lot of it is just on presentation and the feeling that it's something new rather than something that was a product that came out 20 years ago. Now you can re-slab a card. I've done it. You know, you can take a card that was graded 20 years ago and you send it into PSA and they don't regrade it. They just put it in a new holder and a new slab with the same certification number. So there is a way to tell that, hey, this is in a new slab and a new label from PSA, but it was graded a long time ago. So yeah, the grade, I think, certainly plays a role into when it was graded. But also I think some people don't even look at the certification. They just look at the, oh, it's a new slab and a new label, so I'm willing to pay a little more for that. Or if it's one of those old ones, then I'm not going to pay as much for it. I think it's just pretty surface level stuff. But to the end point that we were getting at in that episode is that if you're not planning on selling your cards anytime soon, does it really make sense to grade them, to send them into PSA now, as opposed to, let's say you plan on 15 years from now, selling a big portion of your collection? Why wouldn't you just wait until 15 years from now to send your cards in and get them graded then by PSA? Because who knows how many iterations of labels and slabs and processes that they'll have 15 years from now. So hypothetically, that card that you're going to sell, you would have been better off just waiting to grade it with PSA rather than grade it now and keep it in the collection. And then maybe you're going to want to re-slab it anyway because to get maximum value for it when you do sell it in 15 or 20 years. So I think the point is, for me at least, and I think John too and Dylan to a large degree as well, I think all three of us were agreeing that if you're not selling right away and you're putting in your collection. MagPro for us is a great thing to do because I think they look better than even in a PSA slab. And bottom line is, yeah, if you're grading the card for the collection, unless you're doing the registry or anything like that, it doesn't make a lot of sense. So I think keeping them in MagPros with our custom labels, it's fun. I think they look great. And that's going to be the best approach for me right now. Other than, you know, I have a few cards that I've sent in that are pretty big cards from like the 90s and so forth, where the grade, I don't really care so much. I just feel a little better having it in a PSA holder because I think I intend on holding them long term. But, you know, who knows? I'm not a wealthy man. So if anything comes up where I need to sell a few cards, obviously it would be a lot quicker if I already have them ready to go in a PSA holder than, you know, sending them in and doing that whole process. So I feel good having some of my biggest cards in PSA holders just in case life changes and I need to raise some money pretty quickly. I know I feel confident if they're in that PSA holder. So that's just kind of like the neurotic part of me, I guess, with having two kids, young family, and not independently wealthy. You know, I don't come from a lot of money, so I'm doing well in my career, self-employed. So things are going pretty well, but you know, I'm not at a point where I have unlimited money, like everyone probably listening as well. So, well, Scott, I'm no expert, you know, but I'm always happy to share my opinion and I appreciate you reaching out. And guys listening, you know, anyone who has a question, like I said, not an expert, but I'm always happy to share my opinion if you're looking for an extra opinion. So thank you for that question, Scott, and keep them coming, guys. If you got any things that you'd want me to read and answer on a podcast, love to do it. Thanks for listening to this one, guys, and I'll be back with another one soon.